My day seems to be ending as it started, on a fairly low note. The film Ghostbusters has always held a special place in my heart. I can't totally explain why, except that it's so dramatic, so funny, with a majestic mise-en-scene, to use an old film studies term, which simply means everything in the film is majestic. This might make me a little corny, I guess, but when I spotted a toy Stay Puft in a window as I walked along Shaftesbury Avenue almost exactly 2 months ago, on November 20th, I immediately took a picture of him for myself and to share with other fans of Stay Puft. I didn't want to take him home, but remained somewhat haunted by him and thought from time to time I must return. So today, after seeing the old Howard Hawks film, Ball of Fire, starring Gary Cooper and Barbara Stanwyck at the British Film Institute, a random walk into the West End led me to seek him out. It was windy after I got out of the film, so I didn't want to spend time on the river. I walked from the South Bank across Hungerford Footbridge, through Charing Cross Station, behind St. Martin in the Fields, and up Charing Cross Road to Shaftesbury Avenue. Once there, I decided to check for Stay Puft again. I wanted to go into the shop this time, but I walked all the way up Shaftesbury to Piccadilly Circus, took a look at Eros, and then back down beyond where I started at Charing Cross Road with no luck. I tried again. I dug out the picture on my BlackBerry by trolling all the way back to November 20th through a gazillion pictures. Pictures there of a nighttime post-robbery scene on Shaftesbury and some pretty iced cakes gave no clue as to where exactly the shop was or what it was called. I walked back up almost to Piccadilly Circus again. I don't even think the shop is there anymore. As I recall, it was a film shop of some sort. Somewhat dejected, I unusually retraced my steps back to the Strand. Most often, I try to vary the route I take to and from a place for variety. When I noticed the Savoy Hotel, set back from the Strand, which reopened a few months ago after being under renovation and hidden behind scaffolding for at least 2 years, since before I moved to London in September 2008, I decided to take a detour through it to the embankment. The Savoy is very grand, and I looked in some of the dining rooms and what must be a ballroom. I didn't feel like going into the bar to see what it was like. I walked up the steps and across Waterloo Bridge and into Lambeth and over to Southwark and home. Now recovering from the trauma of missing Stay Puft with a glass of red wine.